From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. At least two people are dead and 45 injured after a powerful earthquake struck southern Japan late Thursday. Both victims are from Ashiki, the hardest hit town near the epicenter. Earlier, Japanese Red Cross Kumamoto Hospital said they had treated 45 victims, five of whom were seriously injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said the initial 6.2 magnitude quake was followed by several others in Kumamoto Prefecture on Japan's Kyushu Island. At least 19 houses have been collapsed since the initial quake. Police said they fear people are still trapped under collapsed houses in the affected area. 2 years after Boko Haram insurgents kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls from the Nigerian town of Chibok, a video has emerged purporting to show 15 of them alive and well. VOA's Christine reports from Lagos, Nigeria.
The camera pans shakily over the girls' faces as they recite their names and where they were abducted from. The video, which was obtained by CNN, is the first time any of the 219 abducted girls have been seen publicly since Boko Haram released a propaganda video featuring a group of them shortly after their capture in 2014. As residents of the town gathered at the ruins of the school to mark the two-year anniversary, Chibok elder Ayuba Alamson said many had taken heart in the girls' appearance in the video. Others were wary. Philip Yama, whose sister Margaret Yama was abducted, says he's heard too many rumors about the girl since the abduction to take the video at face value.
I can't believe it until I saw this girl with my own eyes.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said Thursday he's extremely concerned about the widespread creation of offshore companies. This is VOA News.